T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just a few weeks after Amazon announced it's looking for a location for its second headquarters, cities and states across the continent are scrambling to make bids for the 50,000 jobs and $5 billion investment from Amazon. On our newsline is Bloomberg's Spencer Soper, who's been looking into this. Spencer, you've written that the Amazon bid has ignited a sadistic frenzy across North America. How so?
Basically, just in the sense that only one city is going to win this, and there's just an outsized number of participants, particularly among towns that are real long shots, places like, you know, maybe Birmingham, Alabama, Richmond, Virginia, you know, small towns in Georgia. There's just a lot of, you know, long shots in the mix.
Yeah, should those long shot communities even bother? I mean, putting together a bid takes a lot of time and money, right?
Yeah, and so that's what we tried to highlight in the story, is that, you know, we're already, you know, going to be well into the well into the millions of dollars in taxpayer money being spent just submitting proposals. This is before Amazon even winnows its list or gets a tax break, but just money spent trying to say, "Ooh, pick me, pick me, pick me." And so the challenge is, you know, Amazon has this come one, come all approach. So the challenge is on the local communities to exercise some degree of restraint.
What are some of the wackier, if you will, bids that cities have put together? What are they doing to try to lure Amazon?
Well, there was a town that like sent a cactus to Seattle headquarters, a town in Arizona, and that was, you know, Amazon said it couldn't take it because it didn't want to taint the process with the cactus of corruption or something. And so now Birmingham, Alabama in particular has like a Twitter campaign with a hashtag bring A to B, and has made some sort of, you know, cardboard box construction in its town. So there's a lot of those sort of things. But I think what the story really was looking to highlight was the actual money being spent beyond the stunts on making pitches for places that Amazon probably has no thought of going to.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're a small community and you're the mayor or the county executive and you land that Amazon bid, you know, you can probably punch your ticket to whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly kind of the situation that those folks find themselves in. Do you want to be the person who goes out in front of your community and says, "No, we're not good enough for Amazon, we're not going to bother"? You know, that's political suicide. So there's this kind of dance being done, like publicly they have to say one thing, but then, you know, privately they're going to have to exercise some restraint, and if they're good stewards of their taxpayers' money and resources.
Spencer Soper at Bloomberg. Good story. Thanks for sharing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.